Hi, I'm Danielle, one of the young advisors of the UR Boss Project, and this is...
Hello, I'm Kelly, I'm also one of the young advisors from the UR Boss Project.
Kind of just want to hear a little bit more about the project. I have to say I did read it and I did actually really like it because I like the fact that police was actually getting involved in the community in a positive way and showing young people that they're not actually just there to arrest them and lock them up. But it would be nice to hear from you. What brought you to actually do this project and the success that you've got from it?
What first brought me to the project was work I've done with the Wave Trust before, and one thing they highlighted to me was the need for diversion away from violence and their lives of crime. And that sort of over the last sort of 3 or 4 years just been sitting in my mind around what would I do practically. And basically, working in Brixton and Stockwell, I come across a lot of gang members living in my area, in my ward. And every time I stop them, even if I need to search them, they'll be saying things like, look, seriously, I need a job. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if I didn't have a job. And that was a bigger hint, you know, of me thinking, right, well, they need a job, but how can they access those jobs when governmental environments, governmental buildings, leaving their areas, you know, and having challenges with social mobility, you know, crossing other gang territories is a really big issue for them. And I felt that linking up with a provider like Job Centre Plus, Department of Work and Pensions, you know, and bringing them to a community centre, an area that they physically use and are used to, means that it takes all of that bureaucracy and all of that middle ground out, and it just connects them directly to the service. But these young people, these people involved in crime and people that are involved in gangs, sort of had to have faith in what I was going to do. They had to trust me, you know. But at the same time, I had to deliver, because there's no way I could tell them, knock on their door and say, come with me, if they didn't appreciate and have faith in what I was going to follow up. So when they did turn up and when they did come after they were invited, you know, having Dean Weston from Job Centre Plus in Stockwell, he brought providers but actual employers as well, you know, which made all the difference. So when the young people turned up and the people that were a little bit unsure, it was a case of doing a bit of a warm handover and saying to the employer, this is such and such, you know. He wants to get a job, he wants to make that move, but he has got a criminal record. You know, I'll vouch for him. He has got a criminal record for robbery, handling stolen goods, offensive weapon, but he wants to make a difference, he wants to get out of it. And the skills he already had with... Sorry, you're running out of time. But anyway, yeah, it was a very good project, and you've got 3 seconds left, but I'm honoured to be nominated by you guys. It's